The Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph brings down the halacha of Shemeres Yavim Shekidush Achiv Esachaisa. If you have a woman who's a Shemeres Yavim and the brother is Mekadosh, the sister of the Shemeres Yavim, Meshum Rabbi Meser Amru Amrin Lo Hamten and Yasa Achicha Maisa, you have to wait until he does a Maisa. So in other words, he was Mekadosh Achaisa, and now she's going to be Asura on him because of Achas Ukukasa. So you should wait till the brother does a Maisa of Chalitza Yibim, and that will take away the Isser of Achaz Akuka. So in other words, you have a situation over here where Aisha was in the Fales Liyubim, and then one of the brothers went and it was Mekadosh her sister. So now that he's Mekadosh her sister, so the Yavama is Asur to him because of the love of Achaz Isha. She is the sister of his wife that he was just Mekadosh. And the Gemara has the following Shaila. Yibaylu Mesa Ishtoy Ma'abi Avimtoy. What would happen if the wife, Reuben, who is Mekadosh his wife, Leah, who is the sister of Rachel, who is the Yavama, let's say his wife Leah died, is he now mutter to be miyabim the yavama? So Rav Chanina Dami Tava Mesa Ishta mutter bivimtoi. Rav Chanina say that if his wife died, he's going to be mutter bivimtoi. Shmuel Ravasi Dami Tava Mesa Ishta asr bivimtoi. Shmuel Ravasi say that he would be asr bivimtoi. So in other words, if you have a situation where you're mekadosh and isha, and now her sister who is nifli libam is asr mishum achas isha, but now that your wife died, is that iser of the achas isha going to go off, and now she's going to become mutter again or not? It's a machlekes amarayim. According to Rav, she's going to be mutter. What's the reason? Amarav, my time of the Rav, mishum tava yavama shehuter v'nesa v'chazav huter tachzla te'arishan. So famous klal that yavama that was huter that became mutter, and then she became aser, and now she became huter again. She goes back to her original heter. So in other words, this yavama over here mitchila was muteris to Reuven. He could be miyabim her. Then when he went ahead and he was mekadosh her sister, now she was Nasser, she became Asa to him, because now she became an Achas Isha. But now that the Issa Achas Isha went away because Reuven's wife died, Tachzal HaTeharishan, she goes back to her original Heter, and now he could be Miyabim her. Now the Pashas in the Gemara would be that Tachzal HaTeharishan means that now the Zika comes back, the Yibim comes back, and he's allowed to be Miyabim her, just like he can Miyabim any other Ishasach. The Mitzvah Yibim is here, the Zika is here, and the point of the Gemara is that she's not Nasser Mishum Ishasach, and now the Mitzvah Yibim will come back. That would be the Pashas in the Gemara, and that's how many Rishonim learn. But the Rashba over here has a famous Chiddush. This is the famous Rashba known as the Rashba in Daf Mem Aleph. There is a Gevaldike Chiddush in this din of Yavam Meshuhut V'nesu V'chazer V'hutu Tachzal HaTeharah Rishon, that it's not the pshat that she now goes back to Mitzvah Yibim and goes back to her Zika, but she's Mutter Lagamin. She's Mutter like a regular Isha. There's no Isra Shesach. There's no Zika. There's nothing. She's Mutter Lagamin in the whole Mitzvah Yibim, and Zika is no longer here. So Tachzal HaTeharah Rishon means that there is no Isra Shesach. She's like a regular woman. She's not an Achas Isha. She's not an Ishesach. And he's 100% mutter to be miyabim her. And the question is, what's the pshat in the Rashba? Why does that Isra Ishesach go off? L'maisa, she was Nesra at the time that she was in Achas Isha. L'chari, there should be an Isra Ishesach over here. There could be a Heter Liyibim. But what happened to that Isra Ishesach? So L'chari, it's mavur from the Rashba. This is all that I kind of understand the Rashba, is that the Rashba understands that the din of Yibim, the Isra Ishesach is Hutter. B'shas Nefil Liyibim, the Isra Ishesach is Paka. It's Hutter, goes away Legamre. It's even before the mitzvah, the mere fact that there's nefil yibam is matad isra shesach legamrei, it's 100% mutter. Normally you have a mitzvah yibam, you have zika, that's in a regular case. But over here, the isra shesach went off legamrei b'shas nefil yibam, even though later on she was nesra because she became an achas isha, that didn't bring back the isra shesach. It never came back. Once it's off, it never comes back. That was just an erev achas isha. Now that erev achas isha went off, because, why? Because his wife died, so now she goes back to the Teher Rishon, she goes back to the Heter of being Mutter Legami. There's no Isra Ishesach at all, there's no Zika, and she is 100% Mutter. So that's a Gemalik HaChiddush, you see from the Rashba, that B'Shas Nefil Yibam, Isra Ishesach goes off, and it will never ever come back again, even if she's Nasa, because once she's Nasa, there might be no Isra Hasisha, but the Isra Ishesach eventually will does not come back, and once the Isra Hasisha is removed, she remains Mitteres Legami. That's the what you see over here, Luchai, from this Rashba, his famous Chiddush over here. Now there's a couple of kashas that Achanim have in the Rashba. Kasha number one is from the sheet of Abishol that we had earlier on Daf Lam Tesam Aveiz. Abishol says that if you're miyabim and isha and you're not mechamel l'shem mitzvah, you're mechamel l'shem nai, so it's karav v'enai lilas avlad mamzer. It's the chashash of mamzer over there. In other words, Abishol is saying that if you're not mechamel l'shem mitzvah, you're being pagia b'isra ishazach, and the vlad is going to be a mamzer. So l'char, that doesn't fit in, l'fi what the Rashba is saying. L'fi the Rashba, if you tell me this, Ishizach is hut l'gam and b'shas nefila, then who cares what kavani you have? Mecham l'shem mitzvah, not l'shem mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference. This Ishizach is paka, went away, it's never coming back. So why should it make a difference if you're not mecham l'shem mitzvah? Either way, the vlad shouldn't be a mamzer because the Ishizach was paka l'gam and b'shas nefila. So Bechanan asks this kashan, and Bechanan says you have to say chiddush that the Rashba here is not going lefi abashol. He's going lefi lechacham and arguing abashol. But in the chenam lefi abashol, the whole din of the Rashba wouldn't apply lefi abashol. Isser shesach is not hut to b'shas nefila. The whole chiddush of the Rashba, the isser shesach is hut to legami, is only going lefi lechacham, not lefi abashol. So daichik, but that's what Bechanan says. Another kasha that Chenam asks, Bechanan himself asks this later on, is from the whole din of Maimer. We know that Maimer is not koine b'yavamim in Atara. Maimer Kiddushi Kesef is not kind of to by Yibam. Yibam, the only thing it's kind of is Bia. If you do Maimer, it's meaningless. It's nothing Midaraisa. Midarabanan, it works. Midarabanan has their Machmer, that you should do Maimer, and the Maimer is kind of Midarabanan. But Midaraisa, Maimer is meaningless. Nothing happens. So, Frek Achrenim, if either Rashba, that this Eshesach is Hutter, then why shouldn't a Maimer be kind of? She's no longer an Eshesach. She's a regular woman like any other Isha in the world that Kiddushin is kind of, Kiddushi Kesef is kind of. So why should Maimer not work over here? If you learn that there's still Zika and she's still an Eshesach, so you could say, fine. So the Torah wasn't Mechadish, Kiddushi Kesef and Eshesach. She's really never. The only way you could do it is through the Bia of Yibam. If you tell me there's no Eshesach, it's Hotel Legame, and she's a regular woman, then why shouldn't Maimer be kind of? L'chaim Maimer should be kind of. So it's Tzarechin, L'fi the Rashba, why Maimer is not kind of by any Eshesach, being that the Isser Eshesach is Hotel B'shas Nefila Yibam. So these are two of the Haris on the Rashba, as many other caches as well. You take a look at the Reb Shimon and the Chiddush Reb Shimon and Simla Mates. He deals with these kashas. He has a Mechiddush Nekam Halach in the Rashba. If you that, after you could be Miyashiv these questions, Avochanan talks about it as well in different places. And if anyone has any other svaris to be Miyashiv this Rashba from these two kashas, I'd love to hear.